दोस्तों, ऑस्ट्रेलिया में माइनर राजनीतिक दलों की श्रृंखला में आज मैं आपके लिए लेके आया हूँ राइज अप ऑस्ट्रेलिया पार्टी। जी हाँ, राइज अप ऑस्ट्रेलिया पार्टी की शुरुआत कोलंबो से ऑस्ट्रेलिया में आके बसे एक प्रवासी की, और इस साल मेलबर्न से एक पति पत्नी का जोड़ा लोअर हाउस के लिए चुनाव प्रत्याशी है, पीटर और मेलनी। आप दोनों का SBS के हिंदी कार्यक्रम में स्वागत है। आइए जानिए पीटर से राइज अप ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बारे में और इनकी पार्टी की कोर वैल्यूज के बारे में।
The Rise Up Australia Party is for all people who call Australia home. We encourage assimilation and integration into Australia, and acceptance of our laws and our way of life. We are for all ethnicities to come into Australia, no matter where you're born. But we are against cultural practices which are contrary to our laws and our way of life. So, for instance, child brides, four wives, female genital mutilation and Sharia law. These things are in conflict with our Westminster system, our Australian laws and constitution, and we're against those. But we're for everyone to bring their cultural heritage, other things such as their foods, souvlaki, the roti, the pizza, the curry. We want everyone to bring these cultural heritages here. That's wonderful. Like, for instance, I'm Greek Cypriot heritage. My wife is Italian heritage, Spanish, Maltese. And, you know, the Greeks and the Italians, they brought the food, they brought the work ethic, they brought the building industry, all these different things to Australia. And they helped build this country into what it is today. Many other cultures have come, many other peoples have come, and they've helped build Australia and shape Australia into what it is today. And we believe in that. We think that's awesome. But we're against those cultural aspects which come in and try to change our laws, restrict our freedoms, give only half the rights to women, things like that. We believe in free speech. We believe in equal rights for women.
हमने मेलनी से जानना चाहा कि वे 2016 के फेडरल चुनाव में किन मुख्य मुद्दों पर लड़ रही हैं।
So I'm standing for the electorate of Chisholm, and one of the issues that I'd like to tackle is supporting small business owners. A lot of the small businesses are struggling at the moment because our taxes are so high, so we want to cut that. We also want to have a minimum 51% ownership of land and infrastructure. Reason being is a lot of our businesses are being sold overseas and our land is being sold overseas, and we don't want our future generations having to rely on another source in future. Another area that we want to tackle in our local areas is education and funding. Clayton level crossing, we want to remove the level crossing and implement overpass rail track. The age pensioners, they're struggling to get by, so we want to help them out. We want to increase the age pension, and aged care facilities, we want to improve that, and we want to cater to the aged care more. One of our other key party policies nationwide is to support our Australian farmers and producers. So we want to support them because they work hard with day and night, and we don't want to we want to support them.
जैसा कि मैंने आप सबको बताया कि पीटर स्वयं चुनाव लड़ रहे हैं, तो हमने जानना चाहा पीटर से कि वह किन मुद्दों को अपना लक्ष्य बनाकर चल रहे हैं।
Yes, it's very similar because Chisholm and Hotham border each other. So my wife and I are both standing in this election in the lower house. Melanie Vassiliou for Chisholm, Peter Vassiliou for Hotham, and we share a border, and our border is the railway line. So one of the key issues in both of our electorates is the Clayton level crossing, which has attracted quite a lot of attention, and we're proposing an overpass railway track because it'll be a lot cheaper and inexpensive, and we're at this point we're against the Skyrail. And the other areas we're wanting to address is supporting small businesses. So what we're wanting to do is tax multinational companies that do business in Australia but pay tax overseas. So they take all our money, they do business here, they get the benefit of the business here, but they pay tax overseas, we get nothing for it. We want to tax those businesses, and we want to use that money to offset a tax reduction for the middle class and the working class and small businesses.
पीटर और मेलनी को हमने बताया कि भारतीय समुदाय के लिए एक मुख्य मुद्दा बना हुआ है लॉन्ग स्टे वीजा फॉर पेरेंट्स, और हमने जानना चाहा कि यदि कोई मुख्य दल इस बारे में कुछ करने का विचार करता है सेनेट में या लोअर हाउस में, तो क्या राइज अप ऑस्ट्रेलिया पार्टी उस मुद्दे का समर्थन करेगी।
I'm not sure the full extent of what you've just mentioned, like the exact precise nature of it all. However, we are all for refugees coming into Australia, and we are all for immigration into Australia, and various visas, I believe, should be permitted on the basis of the individual person, assessing them one by one to see if they're appropriate to bring into the country, etc. You know, whether they've got criminal records, things like that, national security, all those things will come into play. But I do believe we need to stop people smugglers putting lives at risk. So those people who are making money, bringing people over on boats that are they're not worthy to be vessels on the ocean, and a lot of people die on the waters. I think we need to stop that, and we need to bring people in through the correct channels. We're all for immigration. We're all for refugees coming into Australia.
अंत में चलते चलते हमने पीटर और मेलेनी से जानना चाहा कि गत सरकार की कुछ रिफ्यूजी और असाइलम सीकरों से संबंधित नीतियों के बारे में, क्या वे उससे सहमत हैं, क्या वे ऐसी नीतियों को आगे लागू होने देंगे?
No, definitely not supporting, like my husband said, what do they call this, smugglers?
People smugglers.
Yeah, people smugglers. No, that's not the way to go. We want to bring people in us in the proper way, so that way we prevent lives from being lost, and that way you can actually keep account of who's coming in as well. But I also want to mention that our party leader, Daniel Nolaya, he's originally from Sri Lanka in Colombo, and he will be standing for the Senate for Victoria.
पीटर और मेलेनी, SBS हिंदी रेडियो से बात करने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
थैंक यू वेरी मच।
थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग अस।